One person testified about the ordinance that aims to hold executive workers of the municipality to the same standards as the city's union workers by linking their pay to the inflation rate. Jacqueline Hofflich, the chairperson for the municipality's Human Resources Advisory Board, said that she thinks a salary survey is needed before any changes are made to executive pay.
This is something that industries do all the time, and it's to make sure that you are comparing like jobs to like jobs. Just because they have similar job titles does not mean they're similar jobs. And we want to make sure that the municipality remains a competitive employer. If you're going to remain competitive and be able to retain very good talent to be able to run the municipality in an efficient way, and which equals economic way, hopefully, you need to make sure you're competitive in Anchorage.
The ordinance was proposed by Assemblymember Dick Traney. It would tie executive wages to a five-year average of the Consumer Price Index for Anchorage, plus 1%. Earlier this year, the Assembly passed a controversial ordinance backed by Mayor Dan Sullivan, which limited the pay and benefits of the city's union workers by tying their pay to the inflation rate. Assemblymember Elvie Gray Jackson said she wished Hofflich had been on hand to testify on behalf of union workers then.
A lot of what you're saying in terms of competitiveness and some other issues that you bring up applies also to our other employees who have rules and regulations now that it's going to be really, really hard to attract people, as you mentioned, qualified folks.
Freshman Assemblymember Amy Demboski, who represents Eagle River, asked Hofflich if working as a public servant was in some way different than working in the private sector, and if that could be factored into a survey of executive pay. Hofflich said that wasn't really a factor.
You've got to feed the bulldog. You've got to make a living. And you have to weigh your quality of life, what you're willing to give up. And when you can get a similar type of job for better benefits and more pay, why wouldn't you?
Well, hopefully because of service.
That's true. It would be very nice to say that. But the reality of the situation is that a lot of people don't have that luxury.
Public testimony was also scheduled for another measure proposed by Traney that would have reduced the amount that could be contracted out by the municipality for legal matters. But nobody testified, and Assemblymember Chris Birch moved to postpone the item indefinitely, which passed 6-5. The Assembly scheduled a work session on the executive pay ordinance, and public testimony will be continued on August 9th, when the Assembly will also likely take a vote. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.